Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing and commenting. I appreciate the support. I'm so happy that 2020 is going to be an awesome year for all of us. I'm so grateful for all of you going into 2020 with me. I hope that we all have an amazing year. And again, if you guys want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi or Patreon link. That's in the links. The links are in the description below. All right. So in this one, I want to speak to you guys about something weird that gives us anxiety. I actually posted this on the community a few days ago. And, you know, I posted something about how standing in line, you know, when you are standing in a checkout line and you receive change from the individual, change and receipt, I always get a lot of anxiety because I'm like, oh my God, I'm making the people behind me wait, but I have to put the change in the right compartment. I have to put the bills into my purse properly before picking up the stuff and then leaving, right? And so I'm standing there doing all this stuff, trying to hurry up, whereas no one is ever saying anything to me. Oh my God, you're so slow. Get out of here. No one ever actually says that to me, but But in my mind, I'm thinking, oh my God, these people are judging me. They're thinking that I'm so slow. They're asking me to go faster. They're looking at me like I'm an idiot. All of that stuff comes up for me. And so that anxiety, now it's obviously much less than it was in the past. When I was younger, it was much, much higher. Now it's much lower. Now I don't feel as much anxiety. I can take my time and put my bills away. It's still not perfect. I'm still not like dilly-dallying about it. I make sure that I have my wallet out beforehand, and I make sure that the coin purse compartment is open, unzipped, so that I can put them right away. And I try to rush as much as possible because I don't want to take up space and I don't want to keep the other people waiting. I know they have other things to do with their life, right? But something that someone else posted that I really resonated with as well, something weird that causes them anxiety, was something like this, and I'm just going to read it from the comment. Sitting down to relax, but being anxious and stressing while relaxing because you know you have things to do afterwards or more productive things that you could be doing at that moment. Now, 39 people, you know, gave this a thumbs up, and I obviously really resonated with it because this happens to INFJs all the time. This is something that I've been struggling with no matter what I do with myself, no matter what I have done. This is something that I struggle with all the time. And I think this is one of the reasons why I am so productive, is because a lot of times when I'm sitting there thinking, all right, now I've finished my work for today, I'm going to just relax and chill out from now on. I'm going to read my mangas and I'm going to relax and maybe hang out with friends or maybe go out for a walk. I'm done with work for today. Even then, sometimes there's this niggle inside of me that says, well, you could just do one more thing. You could just record one more video. You could just do one more blog post. You have the time for it. You have the energy for it. You could just do this one more thing. And in the past, a lot of times I'd be like, yeah, well, that's true, I guess. I could just do one more thing. It's not a big deal, just one more thing. And then I can relax. And then I can read my manga. And then I can go hang out with friends, right? And so that one thing would turn into 3,000 things, and I would be sitting there at 9 p.m. at night, haven't eaten anything, haven't hung out with friends, haven't done anything relaxing all day, working all day since the time I woke up, and just falling into bed because I'm so exhausted from all the work I did. I used to do this a lot in the past. Of course, now, as I said, I'm trying to balance myself out a little bit more. So what I do now, and the reason I wanted to share this video with you, is because I wanted to show you a healthier way perhaps of doing it and how I bring more balance into my life. Perhaps you can use that technique for yourself as well. And so what I do is that I have, as soon as I get up on the mornings of every morning, whenever I get up in the morning, I have a schedule for the day. And I build this schedule on a weekly basis. So every Sunday night, I know exactly what the Monday to the Sunday is going to look like. I know what I'm going to do every single day. I have everything written out. My schedule is very clear. Sometimes new things might be added in. It's okay. But for now, I'm sitting there on a Sunday evening and I know exactly what I'm going to do Monday, what I'm going to do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, right? So I have pretty much a schedule and I kind of follow this similar schedule no matter where I go. I'm in Toronto right now, as you guys can see. And I have the same schedule. I'm following the same schedule. I'm doing the same things as I would do when I was in Chiang Mai. Every single day I get up and I do my thing as much as possible. Even on New Year's Day, I woke up. New Year's Eve, I woke up and I did this work on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. So it's the same thing. I try to make sure that I kind of balance myself out. And so this way what happens is that I know exactly what I'm going to do every single day. I get up in the morning and I know exactly how much time all this is going to take because I've done it so many times that I have a rough estimate of how long it's going to take. Well, sometimes it does take longer. Sometimes I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, this is going to be much longer than I expected. But mostly, I have an idea of how long most things will take, and I work until a certain period of time, right? Usually, I try to give myself a break of a couple of hours, 2-3 hours in the middle of the day, because I usually work in the evenings as well, and I work during the mornings and afternoons. So usually, I'll get up, as I said, around 5, 6 a.m. in the morning. I'll do my meditation, my morning routine of reading and relaxing and contemplating, reflecting. And then I'll get up out of bed, I'll, you know, do my morning ablutions, and then I will perhaps eat something, and then I'll sit down to work. And once I sit down to work, if it's usually around 9 or 10 a.m., I don't get up until 2 p.m. usually, because I need to make sure that I get all of that stuff done. And I'll get up at 2 p.m., and I'll have finished, usually, probably by that time, I will have finished all my work for that day, that particular period. So I finish all of my stuff. Sometimes it takes longer, sometimes it takes till 4 p.m., I'll finish it, Usually I'll try, if it's going to take much longer than I expected, I'll try to eat a little bit in the middle. I usually have a packed lunch, so I'll try to eat something in the middle. And then if I have time after, then I'll sit for a couple hours and I will try to read a manga, or I'll hang out with a friend, or I'll go for a walk. And then usually I end up, usually sometimes having a work call at 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m. So usually I have to go back to work for a couple hours and then I can go to sleep. So that's how I usually end up structuring my day. Now, as I said, a lot of times what I'll try to do is I'll have a period of time from around 2:30 to around 5:30, 2 to 3 hours, 2:30 to 4:30 or 2:30 to 5:30, something like that. 2 to 3 hours in that period of time where I have nothing scheduled. I try as much as possible not to have anything scheduled so I can just relax and do my work. Like, not do my work, relax and do my manga work, or I read my mangas, or watch something if I'm watching something, which is very rare, or read a book if I'm reading something, or go for a long walk while listening to an audiobook, or hang out with friends, or go for a massage, something like that. And I'll really try as much as possible to keep it a free time, keep it a relaxing time. For me, listening to audiobooks is very relaxing. I don't think of it as work. Or reading a book is very relaxing as well. Reading mangas obviously is very relaxing. And so I'll try to keep it that way. And that's how I kind of structure my day so that I know that I've actually scheduled in relaxing time into my schedule, into my workday. And as an INFJ, I really feel that we need to schedule in relaxing time, because that's the funny thing about us. If we don't schedule in relaxed time, like that time to relax, or our stress-free time, or our non-anxious time where we're not doing any work, we're not going to relax. We're not going to be able to do it, because all of the time that we have, we're going to be spending it thinking about work. We're going to be like, oh, well, I could just do one more thing here. I could do that. There's so many things to do. What am I doing here? Why am I sitting? I should be working. I'm being lazy. I'm wasting time. There's a limited time on this planet. I'm going to die soon. All of this stuff comes up for us, and we're not able to relax, right? And so, what we need to do, as I said, is to obviously finish all our work for the day. So, don't procrastinate. Get it done in the morning. Make sure that you don't procrastinate. That's one of the things that really helps me, is that I don't even think about procrastinating. I just do it. I know sometimes it'll be painful and I really don't want to do it, but I just get it over with. And then I have time to relax. And then I can just go and do whatever I need to do in order to make myself feel like I have taken time for myself. And then if I need to do more work, I can do that. And then I go to sleep, right? Now, of course, this requires us to have a very strict schedule for ourselves and requires us to have a schedule where people can't just come in and add random things to it. I have a possibility for it. You know, things do happen all the time where I'm sitting there and thinking, oh, I'm gonna have time to myself. And then someone messages me and says, oh, can you help me with this? Or someone messages me and says, oh, I need help with something here. Can you come over to my place? Or, oh, can you drop off that thing that you said you were gonna drop off? You know, so things will come up, obviously. But as much as possible, I try to keep my schedule to myself and to keep it very rigid. But that means the rigidity helps me, the inflexibility helps me create relaxing time for me, where it's just time for me. It's like time where I can just chill out and take time for myself and be on my own without worrying about anything else, without feeling anxious about the fact that I haven't done any work, or that I'm not working right now, that I should be doing more, that I'm gonna die soon, all that stuff that comes up for us as an INFJ. I really wanted to share this with you guys because, as I said, I've experienced this a lot, this anxiety where I'm sitting there trying to relax and not able to relax because I think I should be doing something important. A lot of it comes from the fact that we have iPhones now, we have smartphones, and we can just be working all the time if we wanted to, working, being on social media, or doing something all the time. And we never really give ourselves the time just to sit and relax and just chill out and vegetate and just veg out, you know, not do anything. We don't give ourselves that time because we always want to be productive. Well, if we kind of schedule in some relaxing time into our day, we can be productive all the time and not let our relaxing time be taken over by working and worrying about work, which is the worst. If you guys have any questions about this, obviously message me anytime. You can comment below. And again, if you guys are interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link. The link is in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.